This is Peggy Wilson's 13th year in the legislature, but it's her first representing a new district stretching south to Ketchikan and west to parts of Prince of Wales Island. It's also the year lawmakers, including Wilson, changed the state's oil tax system.
Am I happy with 100% of it? No. However, we had to do something with what we had.
The Wrangell Republican says she knows the change will be significant and could lower revenues, at least in the short term.
I think some of the things that we did, some of the credits that we gave, are going to bring that production up. We will be able to tell a little bit more in the next 3 to 5 years, probably. Unfortunately, there's no way to be able to tell until we wait and see.
Wilson, who's House Majority Whip, voted for other leadership priorities. That included the in-state gas pipeline bill and to drop new, stronger cruise ship wastewater rules. She also voted for the state operating budget, but was disappointed at how it funded schools.
In every single department that we have, we automatically give them the pay raises that the unions negotiate. They automatically get extra money for the heat and anything that it costs, except when we come to the schools. And they expect the schools to absorb that, and they're no different than any of the rest of them.
She says local government funding was also shortchanged.
The last 2 years, we've gotten an extra $20 million or $25 million as extra money for revenue sharing, and I really had hoped that would get in. And I was very disappointed that it did not get in.
One of Wilson's top priorities this year was creating a dedicated transportation fund to build and maintain roads, airports, and ferries. Three measures needed to do that, one asking for a public vote, were in the House Finance Committee when the legislature adjourned. She says she'll continue to push for it next year because the regular budget process offers no guarantees.
I think it's extremely important that we take it to the vote of the people and that we get it in statute, in our Constitution, so that we can make sure.
Wilson chairs her chamber's Transportation Committee. It held hearings on changes to the Alaska Class ferry design. The Wrangell Republican says she looks forward to more design details and public meetings, which are expected soon. Wilson, as Majority Whip, is part of the House leadership, but she says her influence is limited, in part due to redistricting.
Unfortunately, the numbers are in the rail belt. And when Anchorage and Matsu and Fairbanks all get together, the rest of us go along for the ride sometimes.
Overall, Wilson says it was a difficult session.
And the reason was because this was the biggest freshman class that we'd ever had in a long time. There was 13 of them. And that was a huge difference. And in that difference, I would say that they were the most pushy freshman class we've ever had.
She says some had limited knowledge of how government and the legislature work, and that made it worse.
Usually freshmen come in and they want to learn, and they come in with high ideals. But before the session's over, they kind of mellow out a little bit and realize that they have to work with everybody. And this was a difficult session, not only because we had less money, but because they didn't mellow out as session went along.
Wilson also hoped to push a 4-day school week bill through the legislature this year. It made it to the House Finance Committee, but she says there may be a way to allow districts to plan longer but fewer days without legislation. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.